USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
As Russian forces continue its war crimes against the Ukrainian people, the world is offering minimal support. Russian forces bombed a maternity and children's hospital in the southern Ukrainian city of Mariupol. Wednesday's attack is described by President Zelensky as an atrocity. The Ukrainian leader speaking in English.
Me, don't wait me asking you several times, a lot, million times, close the sky. No, you have to phone us to our people who lost their children and say, sorry, we didn't do it yesterday.
Race baiter and actor Jussie Smollett is scheduled to return to court on Thursday, where he will learn his fate for masterminding a staged attack in January of 2019. Jussie told jurors in his trial that the case left his career in shambles, and that is punishment enough for him. Experts do not expect that he will be sent to prison. USA Radio News.
You know, I told y'all how much my feet hurt from time to time, and I've also told you how much I enjoy getting to work, because right here under my desk I have a pair of my slippers, Mike Lindell's new invention with patented fill, the MyPillow fill that, you know, he works in the pillow so well, comfort memory foam, patented impact gel, and it has an indoor-outdoor sole for all-day use. Right now, they are on sale. If you go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Square, you will see MyPillow slippers at 50% off, but only for a limited time. Plus, you'll get Mike's softcover book, What Are the Odds? From Crack Addict to CEO. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Square, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175. Use my promo code USA. Savings on overstock items, too, at MyPillow.com.
The man that received a pig heart a couple of months ago to survive has died, John Hunt reports.
David Bennett, who received a pig heart in January in place of his own failing one, has passed away. It's not clear yet what precisely caused Bennett's death, according to the University of Maryland's Medical Center, where he received the transplant on January 7th and had been recovering since. His condition began deteriorating over the last few days. Bennett was the first patient to ever receive an animal organ genetically modified to prevent rejection in a person. The investigative surgery, though it only added just over 2 months to Bennett's life, informed the field of xenotransplantation, which hopes to solve the human organ shortage.
The U.S. House of Representatives on Wednesday pushed through a $13.6 billion aid package for Ukraine. Also included is $1.5 trillion to keep the U.S. government programs operating through September 30th and avoid an agency shutdown this weekend. USA Radio News.
Pump up the volume on your published book. Audiobooks generate new readers who love the storytelling format. We all have active multitasking lives now. With audiobooks, we can enjoy your book anywhere, anytime. Earn more profits. Tell your story to a new audience. Call Audiobook Network for a free guide. We produce your audiobook with professional voice actors and engineers, and then sell your audiobook on Amazon, Audible, and Apple iTunes.
Call Audiobook Network at 800-495-1223. Call today, 800-495-1223.
As long as there are computers, there will always be someone trying to get inside, you know, metaphorically. Lucky for us Windows users, Microsoft has just squashed another laundry list of hacks. If you own a PC and you haven't installed this update yet, you're going to want to do so as soon as possible. Microsoft released its March 2022 patch on Tuesday. The update contains patches for 71 known vulnerabilities, ranging from elevation of privilege, denial of service, and spoofing. Plus, the company fixed 21 vulnerabilities in their web browser, Microsoft Edge. Republican Representative Pete Sessions from Texas was on Newsmax last night. He's warning Americans expect to pay $10 a gallon for gas, which he says will make socialists very happy in America. The congressman blamed the Biden administration for being followers, not leaders.
But the tipping point really, I think, has come to Washington, D.C. The members all receiving calls from constituents, placing great pressure. But the bottom line is that the White House continues to make what I think are poor decisions and decisions that relegate America to being one of the boys instead of the leader in the world. And America is sitting back and watching. This president has decided not to be the leader, but simply to communicate what he sees happening.
Mr. Sessions went on to say, with the ban on importing Russian oil and gas, the Biden administration is now forced to go to nations like Iran and Venezuela to buy energy. Lance Pry, USA Radio News.